It is Preakness Week, of course, here in Charm City. It's also a great time to look at local racing. We're going to do that in a couple of different parts tonight. And the state of it, and maybe the great hope of it, is Sagamore Farms here in Maryland. And Tom Mulliken joins us there, general manager. Tom, thank you so much for being on.
You bet, and thank you, Brett, for having me.
Well, right now, of course, Kevin Plank and Under Armour purchased Sagamore back in 2007. What did you purchase then, and what is it now?
Well, what 2007, Kevin, you know, he showed me the farm, and I was at the time, I was like, you got to be kidding me, just because I saw the, you know, the old fences and buildings, and it was, at the time, seemed like a massive undertaking. But, you know, just with the philosophy that we're not going to do this overnight, that it's going to, you know, be a 20, 30-year process, you know, we've just been taking those, you know, one step at a time. But what it really is just tremendous history. You have Alfred Vanderbilt owns it for, you know, from the what's it, early 1930s up until the mid-80s. And just these incredible horses like Discovery and Native Dancer and Better Roses and just numerous Hall of Famers that resided and trained there. And just it's just a real Maryland treasure. It's an internationally renowned farm. So I think that history is really what speaks to Sagamore.
And how much progress has been made since 07, in your estimation?
Well, I'd say we're probably a third into it. You know, we renovated a couple barns, replaced fencing. We renovated the track. We've had some success at the track itself with, you know, multiple graded stakes wins. Obviously, the biggest of them being the Breeders' Cup win back in 2010. And, you know, basically in the horse game, it's a game of perseverance. And, you know, it's similar to baseball, where baseball, you know, a guy hits 300, he's going to Cooperstown, but that says he's getting out seven out of the other, you know, remaining time, you know, 10 times. So the idea is horse racing, you have to just basically, you know, just persevere and, you know, take the lows and enjoy the highs. And that's kind of the philosophy we're going about.
Tom Mulliken, the general manager of Sagamore Farm, with us here on WBAL. I know you guys have ambitious goals, lofty goals. Where do you see the finish line for this property that you currently run?
Well, we do set the bar high because, you know, it's just the same old cliche, you know, you have to shoot for the stars. You know, we're basically getting our broodmare band started. We've had some success there. You know, Friday we have Walk with a Purpose, entered in the Black Eyed Susan. And, you know, she has a legitimate shot. So that's actually we take a lot of pride in that because we've only had basically three crops of racing age, and to be able to have a homebred in such a prestigious race right here in our backyard, that means a lot to us. But I don't necessarily know there's a finish line. You know, obviously we want to be in the big races, and, you know, really we want to give folks of Baltimore and the people of Maryland something to be proud of and, you know, show, you know, basically let them feel a part of the history of Sagamore and just, you know, savor that tradition.
Tom, you're a horse racing guy. You're from Maryland. You're from Silver Spring. You now live on the farm. Where is Maryland horse racing now? And give us a little history lesson. Where is it now? Where was it? And how bad is it, I guess, currently outside of what you guys do?
The, you know, that's the thing, too. It's like, you can punch holes in pretty much anything. Take, for example, a horse. You got 10 different people an opinion of a horse, and you're most likely going to get, you know, 10 different opinions. With the state of horse racing here in Maryland, I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. You know, you see the purse increases. Yes, there are the subsidies from the slots. But, I mean, there's a rejuvenation. I know there's more mares being bred here. There's the foal crop has slightly increased. And, you know, I think there's this kind of negative connotation that's followed the horse racing. And I think, you know, it starts, first of all, it's like we have to basically face the reality that it's not 1950 anymore. You know, mm-hmm. Back then you had baseball, boxing, and horse racing. And horse racing had the gambling cornered. Nowadays you have lotteries, you have these casinos. You know, it's just not Atlantic City and Las Vegas anymore. You know, these casinos are popping up all over the place. There's multiple forms of entertainment, and, you know, there's competition for the entertainment dollar. So I think basically the model of horse racing just needs to adapt to new times. And you look at this weekend, I mean, we just might see a record crowd out there. People love big races, big crowds, and a great product. And that's what I think ultimately we just need to, you know, it may take some correction and you know, it's basically, you know, give folks what they want.
That's a great point. I totally agree with you. Tom Mullican is with us here on Sportsline. Tom, how involved is your boss, Kevin Plank, in the day-to-day operation?
Hey, he's, you know, as Kevin says, he has a day job. And being at Under Armour, you know, he's as driven now as he was back in 1996 when he first started, you know, down there in the his grandmother's basement. But, you know, the day-to-day operation is not all that involved. He's not a real hands-on horseman. But he loves the competition. He loves the racing, and you know, obviously with the you know, the breeding and the race calls in terms of you know, where we point horses, he certainly has a lot of input. But Kevin's a he's a great leader, and you know, one of the great things about him too is he lets pitchers pitch sometimes. And you know, you can look at other great sports owners and take, for instance, Steve Bisciotti. Of the Ravens. I mean, the guy has he's a great owner in that he lets Ozzie, Jim, Harbaugh, and those football guys make football decisions, and he entrusts, you know, the good people. And you know, there's one great quality about Kevin, and you can actually say with Steve Bisciotti, is that they know how to find good people, and they let, you know, they take care of good people and let them do their job.
How great was it last year to have a shooter, Tom, in the Preakness Stakes? I mean, I imagine you think of this weekend and that race in particular as kind of not only home field advantage, but in some ways the ultimate.
Yes, it was. You know, we talk about, you know, growing up here in Maryland, and obviously spent our adolescence and early college years in the infield. And
yeah, ditto.
It just brought back all those memories, and to have Tiger walk in there, you know, I can still remember just being, you know, in there on the turf course in the saddling you know, saddling enclosure, and just kind of hit you like, we're at the Preakness. And you never thought that, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And it was a good first step, and we didn't get there this year. And obviously, you know, I think we, you know, we were at the dance, but in the future, you know, we want to be at the dance with something that we can compete with and, you know, possibly take, you know, take the trophy. So, you know, hopefully, you know, next year, you know, we have probably 15 two-year-olds, and you know, each year our numbers have increased. So just with anything else, you know, the more ammo you have, the better shot we'll have.
And finally, Tom, let's talk about the big day on Friday and the big race on Friday and Walk with a Purpose. You alluded to Walk with a Purpose a few moments ago. Tell us about this horse.
She's a three-year-old filly by Canyon Ride, and the really gratifying thing about her is that she was born at Sagamore, raised there, trained there, and it's, you know, that's the gratification of being there for every step of their life. You know, we do buy horses at the sales, but it's almost when you have that, you know, it's basically like this intimate, you know, background with these horses. It means so much more, and you know, just the fact too, we're Maryland guys. We're 10 minutes from Pimlico, and this historic race that dates back to 1919. It's just, you know, it's obviously thrilling, and just hope that, you know, the folks that are out there, you know, it's actually a great opportunity to take a 3-day weekend and go out there, and I hope they can back Walk with a Purpose and Sagamore Farm.
The hometown horse going in the Black Eyed Susan's race coming up on Friday at Old Hilltop. Tom Mullican is the general manager of Sagamore Farm. Tom, that was great stuff, and we really appreciate it.
Brett, I thank you very much for having me out, and I hope to see you at the races this weekend.
Oh, you sure will. That's Tom Mullican. Much more still to come here on Sportsline.